You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Although the anti-stalking legislation has been praised as a step forward for women in New Zealand, activists have deemed the bill the bare minimum and believe that some grey areas haven't been addressed. Community worker Laiba Zubair from Aotearoa Free from Stalking believes that the bill needs to be modified to be more victim-focused and that police need to be better equipped to deal with cases of stalking. While the anti-stalking bill has received significant positive feedback, what are some criticisms that it's received?
So we have been in constant contact with Minister Goldsmith, and some of our key kind of concerns are that, firstly, we don't think that the law will be able to keep stalkers who lie to account. It doesn't really do that, because it's a tricky thing of, you know, how do you even produce evidence that someone knows their behaviour is likely to cause fear or distress if they lie? You can't. And we need to be able to say that she never replied to his multiple texts until they got threatening, and then she replied to de-escalate. And so it's difficult because it's a difficult one of having to prove that his behavior was unwelcome. And the law doesn't really cover that scenario. That's my kind of point that I'm wanting to make, that she did not engage, rather than she told him no in uncertain terms at this point. The law needs to keep the onus on him rather than her, and that's not how the law is set up at the moment. Another kind of key thing that's missing in the law is that it doesn't include a requirement to ensure that victims have a safety plan in place before the police contact the stalker. So right now, the way the law is set up, the police can contact the stalker and let them know that a complaint has been made against them, and the victim or the complainant would have no idea. And that is really, really harmful, especially in instances of domestic violence and interpersonal violence. And that's sort of another one of our big key concerns with the bill. Overall, it's a decent bill. Like, I'll be honest, it's the bare minimum in many ways, and it's a good starting point. But a lot of our work is to make sure that the implementation of it is good enough for it to work. Otherwise, there's no point.
And what are some other ways that the bill can be modified to be more focused on protecting the victims?
Yeah, the two kind of things that we're focusing on, because, again, we've been in contact with Minister Goldsmith, is the victim notification and the area for stalker misinterpretation, where the bill doesn't fully address cases where stalkers are delusional or misinterpret their behaviour as acceptable.
Do you think that the police are currently too lenient with stalkers?
I think the police are not well-resourced enough. The police need to know how to gather evidence for stalking, and police need to take victims and survivors seriously. And, you know, if that means public awareness campaigns of what stalking is, that could maybe mean having real victim support, even possibly a hotline, because one of the biggest gaps right now in resourcing is that, say you want to report sexual violence or you need support for sexual violence, you can find hotlines for that. There are helplines and hotlines for domestic violence. There are helplines for many things. But the question we're asked a lot is, if I'm being stalked, who do I contact? And the answer is that we don't have one singular one that we can tell you to do and to tell you to contact. And so one of the biggest gaps there is that people don't feel safe enough to report to the police. And so if the police do something along the lines of, you know, including or introducing a helpline that is purely on stalking and on reporting stalking, that would go a long way, the way we see it, in building that trust between reporting and the community. Because as it stands, there is a huge gap of resourcing, and the police are going to play a big part in making sure that the implementation of this bill goes well, and for that they need to be well resourced, and their training and anyone who's in the police system, regardless of where they sit, need to be trained properly, and the government needs to be making sure that there are certain things that the police are being trained on as well.
And what are the next steps that Aotearoa Free from Stalking will take?
Look, our next steps from now are to put pressure on the government to make sure that they push out this bill properly, but also make sure that it's implemented well. The advocacy is definitely not over, and from now on it's just making sure that they don't lose the ball from here, because the government may very easily say that, you know, we've done the bills and now we've done our job, but that's not the case. And what we're seeing from cases like the Forbes case is that we need to still push for more stronger and safer laws that cover as many scenarios as we can, because there's too many blank spots in there. And so we need to be working closely with the communities that we serve, and we need to be making sure that young people especially are educated and know what to do if they're getting stalked, or if they are, if they suspect they're getting stalked, because in today's day and age with social media, there are so many more ways to harm and to stalk someone. And with this bill, again, it's a good starting point, but a lot of it will come down to how it's implemented and making sure that it is truly victim-centered and not just something that is thrown out there, like, hey, we have these laws, but nothing is done about it.
That was Leyba Zubair on the anti-stalking bill's loopholes and how they need to be addressed.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.